USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called for a national enlistment program for doctors and nurses to handle an expected surge of even more coronavirus cases in New York and other places around the country where the virus cases are straining the existing healthcare systems. De Blasio said that the country should be on wartime footing to meet the coronavirus threat. He said, "We're fighting a war against an invisible enemy that is increasingly taking the lives of Americans." And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that they are not able to keep up with the amount of ventilators that they currently have to take care of coronavirus patients.
"We have about 6 days of ventilators in our stockpile. Person comes in and needs a ventilator and you don't have a ventilator, the person dies. That's the blunt equation here."
This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Attorney General William Barr ordered the Bureau of Prisons to increase the use of home confinement and expedite the release of eligible high-risk inmates at three federal prisons where the coronavirus cases have skyrocketed. Officials were told to give the highest priorities to inmates who are being held at FCC Oakdale in Louisiana, FCI Elkton in Ohio, and FCI Danbury in Connecticut. 91 inmates and 50 staff members have tested positive for coronavirus at federal correctional institutions across the U.S. National retail powerhouse Walmart will now limit the number of customers allowed inside its stores and launch new efforts to keep shoppers only moving one direction. Only 5 customers per 1,000 square feet can enter a Walmart, which will be about 20% of each locale's listed capacity. And many stores next week, markers will be put down to direct shoppers on one-way foot traffic, so more customers can avoid coming into close contact with each other as they shop. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The federal government's relief program for small businesses is off and running, with some businesses able to apply and several big banks saying they're not quite ready to process applications. Millions of small businesses are expected to apply for these rescue loans from the $349 billion Paycheck Protection Program, which was put in place to help them retain workers and pay bills. Roughly 2,300 loans, valued at $889 million, have been processed so far, according to the Small Business Administration. The program is being overseen by the SBA, but banks are handling the application process on their own. Some large lenders like Wells Fargo, Huntington Bank, and Bank of America said they are ready to go, while JPMorgan Chase said they would not accept applications, citing the lack of guidance from the Treasury Department. Former Vice President Joe Biden now leads President Donald Trump in the latest Grinnell College national poll. The poll shows Biden garnering 47% support to Trump's 43. The poll also measured a hypothetical head-to-head contest between Trump and Bernie Sanders. Trump leads Sanders 44% to 43. Of those who identify as a Biden supporter in a head-to-head matchup with Trump, 55% said their mind is made up. 43% said they could be persuaded to support a different candidate. 82% of self-identified Trump supporters say their mind is made up on who they'll support in a general election, with just 17% saying they could be persuaded to vote for someone else. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.